This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. Wine tipplers, take note, please. Small wineries have a case of a different sort, a legal case at the U.S. Supreme Court tomorrow. They want to be able to sell wine and ship it directly to buyers anywhere in the country. Many states restrict those sales because, they say, there's no way to filter out underage buyers. NPR's John McChesney reports.
Cake Bread Winery in California's Napa Valley is one of the wineries that will be affected by the Supreme Court's decision. Cake Bread, in business for 31 years, is a relatively small winery that produces expensive wines that reviewers rave about. Mike Cake Bread stands in front of a group of workers who are knocking the bungs out of pink-stained oak barrels and draining them. He says December is a good time for this process. It's called racking.
So racking is where we pull all the clear juice off the top and leave the lees or the settled solids down at the bottom of the barrel.
Cake Bread says he can now sell these wines directly to consumers in 26 states which have passed laws permitting direct shipment. But he can't ship to the other 24 states, including New York, Florida, Michigan, and Texas, some of the biggest wine-consuming states. And he says that's because of lobbying by the powerful middlemen of the alcoholic beverage industry, the wholesale distributors. Cake Bread says in some states like Florida, the alcohol laws have created an oligarchy where two or three state-licensed distributors control the entire market. He says they got a law passed in Florida that makes it a felony for him to ship wine directly to consumers.
Over the last 30 years, the number of wineries has grown from 300 to over 4,000. The number of wholesalers has gone from 11,000 down to less than 500. And so if you envision an hourglass, it's a classic. The distributor system is the small spot in the middle. We've got more wineries on the top, we've got more consumers on the bottom, and what we're trying to do is just augment that system.
Cake Bread says it's the small wineries like his that need direct access to consumers.
Say you're a small winery in North Dakota and you're trying to get distribution in those fine Dallas restaurants. You need a distributor to do it. You won't be able to get one because no one in Texas has heard of your winery before.
Big distributors, Cake Bread says, are primarily interested in big wineries who can afford advertising to create a retail market. Small wineries often depend on customers who have visited the winery from out of state who want to continue buying that wine when they get home. Cake Bread, for example, has an 8,000-member wine club scattered across the country who depend on direct shipment. So how does he know that the people he ships to are not underage?
We put a marker on every box, adult signature required. We go through shippers who have trained their people to not leave the boxes on the doorsteps, and so that you have to get an adult signature when they deliver it. And so FedEx and UPS in the states where it's regulated do a very good job of doing this.
When a licensee, such as a winery, abdicates their responsibility by asking a common carrier to, in effect, play bouncer, we think that's wrong.
Karen Gravois-Elliott is the spokeswoman for the Wine and Spirits Wholesalers of America, the principal opponents of direct shipments of wine. Prevention of sales to minors is the centerpiece of their argument.
Right now, on the internet, a child as young as one that can press buttons on a keyboard and has access to a credit card can order and have delivered to them, no questions asked, alcohol from all over the world.
Those who favor direct shipping point to a 2003 study carried out by the Federal Trade Commission. It found few or no problems with alcohol falling into the hands of minors in the 26 states permitting direct shipment. Tracy Jennison is head of the Coalition for Free Trade, an organization of winemakers pushing for changes in the law.
26 states who allow direct shipping through bills that have been passed over the last 20 years, none of them have revoked their direct shipping laws based on underage access problems.
Legal experts, as well as the litigants in this case, say it's anybody's guess as to how the Supreme Court will come down on this issue. John McChesney, NPR News, San Francisco.